okay, Bhagavan the whole. So we say every natural, each and every natural phenomenon is a devata. We have these three words, devaha, devata and daivam. All the three words mean the same. Devaha, masculine gender word, devata, feminine gender word, daivam, neuter gender word. Okay, so devaha means that which shines, the illumination, that which shines, that which exists. So any phenomenon, natural phenomenon, is looked upon as devata. Okay, manifestation of divinity is devaha. Which is divine is devaha. So in every phenomenon is, you can say, okay, suryaha, devata, chandraha, devata. So in Vedic literature, in nowhere, any phenomenon is looked upon as simple bundle of inert, bundle of energy. Everywhere it is said devata. Nakshatrani, nakshatram itself is a devata. A plant is a devata, herb is a devata, tree is a devata, ant is a devata, mosquito is a devata, bug is a devata, everything is a devata. Any shakti, the power, the energy, any given phenomenon is a devata. So we know how many devatas are there? Many. So all the devatas put together constitute Ishwaraha, Bhagavan, the whole, the universal natural law and order. Therefore, Ishwaraha, the Lord, Bhagavan, the whole, is not any one given devata, but every devata is Bhagavan, the whole. Instead. Therefore, we invoke Bhagavan, the whole. Okay, you know the grace of Bhagavan the whole in a given devata. So any devata can be personified. Okay. Suppose if we can invoke the grace of the Lord the whole in a given phenomenon, in a given devata. Suppose if we worship Suryaha. Then I can worship Suryaha, I pray to the Lord, the form of Suryaha, then I worship the Lord the whole. For me, Surya becomes a symbol which stands for all the devatas, the whole, Bhagavan the whole. See, any one given phenomenon, one devata can become a symbol, okay, for the whole. This idea. That is why we have so many forms in the temples. And we sometimes all for given purpose, for a specific end, we invoke the grace of the Lord in a given devata. No? And we worship a given devata for a given purpose. Also sometimes. So anyway, that worship and prayer being will involve actions and they are effective, definitely. So we can worship any devata for that matter. Either we have Purusha Sukta, we have many devatas and we have suktams for all the devatas. Okay, now we come to the word Sukta. What is Suktam? See, Suktam is a Vedic hymn. Okay, hymn from Vedas. And it's called Su plus Uktam, Suktam. Su Uktam.
Oh, nice speech.
So Uktam, you know, Ukta is past passive participle. Ukta, said. Uktam means said. Su Uktam means Sushtu Uktam, Suktam. Well said. Well uttered. Well said, well uttered means properly, perfectly said. Not incorrectly said. There's no exaggeration. Correctly said, enough. That's called Suktam. So here Suktam, that means, I say it's a Vedic hymn wherein, okay, we praise and invoke the grace of a given Devata or Bhagavan, the whole. And we have suktas for many suktas, very important suktas, which are commonly recited by all the Purohitas, I mean the priests in India, for any ritual. Suppose housewarming ceremony, there are some suktas, not many, okay? Purusha suktam, Sri suktam, Durga suktam, Veda suktam, Nila suktam, you know, and then we say Navagriha suktam. No, the suktam for suktam, Vedic hymn consisting of verses, you know, in praise of the Bhagavan, praise of Bhagavan in the form of nine planets. We have Navagriha suktam, Nakshatra suktam, we have many suktas like this. Any housewarming ceremony, we chant this. These are the suktas chanted. You see, people don't nowadays anything much. They kindle fire, they have Agnikundam, they do Ganapati Homam, they chant Ganapati Puru. Then they chant these suktas. And then any, suppose Ayush Homam, they will say some one more Namutanjaya Mantra Japa with these suktas. For any homam, to perform any important fire ritual, they invoke, they chant the main important suktas, they chant. We have some suktas. And we also have some suktas like many suktas. There is a sukta which even condemns even playing dice. Saying the consequences of ill effects of playing dice. There is a sukta. We have many suktas. And here, the Medha Suktam is a very, very important one. You want to go to the details of other suktas. We have Purusha Suktam, which I like to do after some time, which Nina has been pestering me to teach there in South London, which I think Bankimji knows that Suktam and he seems to be chanting it, so everybody is interested. Okay. Now, Purusha Suktam just is a beautiful suktam wherein the Lord is personified as the whole, and there it says what is the head of the Lord. The head of the Lord stands for what, shoulders stand for what, and the hands stand for what, the thighs stand for what, then the, like that, the shanks stand for what, feet stand for what, like that it talks about. That's how everything is Bhagavan. It just says Bhagavan being the whole is presented beautifully in that hymn called Purusha Suktam. The whole Jagat is one Purusha, Mahan Purushaha. Okay, the great person, there's only one person, personalities are many. He talks about those things. It's a Purusha Suktam, that's a different thing. But I'm very keen about this Medha Suktam, which is to be chanted by all the students. And if you say Medha Suktam, see the Suktam, okay, the Vedic hymn, wherein the grace of Medha Shakti is invoked. Come in. Okay? We invoke the grace of Medha Shakti. If we say, that means Medha itself, Medha Shakti, the power of intellection. What is power of intellection? Also is personification. I mean, it's also manifestation, isn't it? You can worship, invoke the grace of any Devata. So Medha is also what? Devata. Medha is a Shakti. A power. A Shakti of what? Power of intellection. Intelligence. And what is Medha? The capacity to understand correctly. Okay? To retain what has been understood. And to ascertain and assimilate what has been heard and retained. This Shakti is called Medha. No, that is Medha Shakti. The capacity to understand is Medha Shakti. The capacity to retain what has been understood also is Medha Shakti. And the capacity to ascertain and assimilate what has been understood and retained is also Medha Shakti. So it's a power of intellection. All of us have got power of intellection, but we also seek good power of intellection, the grace of that power of intellection. We do have it, but okay. Suppose the power of intellection is perfect and nice, and then there won't be any wrong understanding at all. And we will not have any right and we will have all the our perception will be right, understanding will be right, thinking will be right. It's all, no? That there won't be delusion, there won't be hallucination, there won't be problem. So it's very important to have the clear understanding that we need the grace of Medha Devi. See, Medha happens to be the feminine gender word, and we given that power, the Shakti happens to be the feminine gender word, Shakti. We say, okay, person is Medha is a Devi. We can say Medha Devi. Who is Medha Devi? Is it a given form? No. And we give no size and number, we give personify that. Medha Shakti is a Medha Devi. There is no such thing called Medha Devi. Okay, Medha Devi is just very beautiful manifestation. The power, the mind, okay? So here the Medha Suktam, the Suktam wherein the grace of the power of intellection is invoked. So it's very important mantra. Why it is to be, because all the people need this power of intellection, need the grace, and especially Vedanta students, we need the grace of power of intellection. You know, and all the students in general, all the students should have this. You know, they have the grace of power of intellection. Can I sit here? Okay. You can sit there on the side. So, okay, this is just a small introduction for this Vedanta Sutta. It's enough. Again, I'll be talking to you about the Medha later on, but the Suktams in general later on. But let us go. I wanted to get it by heart, by chanting it every day. So, no, in every class you come, it just takes 2 minutes time. We can do this prayer along with your Shanti Mantra. In fact, you can really make all the children who are known to you know, learn this. Not only children, I mean all teenagers and college students. The students to decide this is very good for them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, I have got another Sanskrit version wherein we have these swaras, anudataha, udataha, swaritaha, and here because it's something is here, we learn, okay? And you just listen to me and say after me. In fact, that's the nice way of learning, getting the correct swaras. You really see the where anudata is, udata is, and you may miss it. Just listen and get recite after me. Then I'll show you where anudata, udata, that you will never forget it. Okay?
Om
Medha Devi, Medha Devi, Jushamana, 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 Na Jushamana, Na Aga. Jushamana na agad. Actually, there must be on D. The D is missing. Agad, agad.
It's a long R for the cup, is it?
Yeah, after G-A-A, you had to put one D.
And this and the na before it is Dantana.
Yeah.
And it's not a capital one.
No. Actually, no N is one needs to be a capital. I don't know why they put capital in it.
No, it's a Murda, na is capital.
I don't know the translation anyway.
Om
Medha Devi Jushamana na Jushamana na agat. Om Medha Devi Jushamana na agat. Agat, agat, om. Okay, just keep the paper like this. Om.
Om.
Medha Devi.
Medha Devi.
Jushamana. Jushamana. Medha Devi. Jushamana.
Medha Devi. Jushamana.
Medha Devi Jushamana na. Medha Devi Jushamana na. Medha Devi.
devi joshamana na. Medha devi joshamana na. Aga ad, aga ad, aga ad,
aga ad.
Medha devi joshamana na. Aga ad.
Medha devi joshamana na agad
vishwachi
vishwachi
bhadra
bhadra
sumanasyamana
sumanasyamana.
Now I can see the paper.
Vishwachi
vishwachi
bhadra
bhadra
sumanasyamana
sumanasyamana.
Twayajushta
twayajushta
nudamana
nudamana
duruktaan
duruktaan
brihadvadema
brihadvadema
vidathe
vidathe
suviraah
suviraah
twayajushta
twayajushta
nudamana
nudamana
duruktaan
duruktaan
twayajushta nudamana duruktaan
Swayajushta
nudamana duruktaan duruktaan
duruktaan
brihadvadema
brihadvadema
vidathe
vidathe
suviraah
suviraah
twayajushta
twayajushta
Rishirbhavati,
Rishirbhavati,
Devi,
Devi,
Twaya,
Twaya,
Brahma Gatashri,
Brahma
Gatashri, Ruta,
Ruta,
Brahma Gatashri, Ruta, Twaya,
Brahma
gata shri ruta twaya twaya jushta
twaya jushta
rishibhavati
rishibhavati
devi
devi
twaya
twaya
Brahma gata shri
Brahma
gata shri ruta twaya
Twaya
jushta rishirbhavati
Twaya
jushta rishirbhavati Devitvaya
Devitvaya
Brahma gata shri ruta twaya
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 Twaya jushtas chitram vindate
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 Vasusano
Vasusano
Jushasva
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 Dravino
namedhe
Dravino
namedhe
Twaya
jushtas chitram vindate
Twaya jushtas chitram vindate
Vasusano
Vasusano
Jushasva
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 Dravino namedhe
Dravino Namedhe.
Dravino Namedhe.
Dravino Namedhe.
Medham Ma Indro Dadato.
Medham Ma Indro Dadato.
Medha, just finish the whole thing once. Again, I'll make you repeat it. You'll get it. It's not difficult. You'll get it.
Medham Ma Indro Dadato.
Medham Ma Indro Dadato.
Medham.
Medham
Devi Saraswati.
Medham Saraswati.
Medham Devi Saraswati.
Medham Devi Saraswati.
Medham me, medham
me,
Ashvina Bhubhava Dhattam. Ashvina Bhubhava Dhattam. Medham me,
medham
me, Ashvina Bhubhava Dhattam.
Ashvina Bhubhava Dhattam.
Ashvina Bhubhava Dhattam.
Ashvina Bhubhava Dhattam.
Pushkarasraja.
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 Apsarasucha.
Apsarasucha.
Yamedha.
Yamedha.
Apsarasucha Yamedha.
Apsarasucha Yamedha.
Gandharveshucha.
Gandharveshucha.
Yanmanaha.
Yanmanaha.
Apsarasucha.
Apsarasucha.
Yamedha.
Yamedha.
Gandharveshucha.
Gandharveshucha.
Yanmanaha.
Yanmanaha.
Daivim medha.
Daivim
medha. Saraswati.
Saraswati.
Samaam medha.
Samaam medha.
Surabhirjushatam.
Surabhirjushatam.
The swaha, you can just leave it here. Because only when you perform the ritual, you hear
Surabhirjushatam swaha.
We see that later on. Okay? We can say that.
Surabhirjushatam.
Surabhirjushatam.
Amaam.
Amaam.
Medha.
Medha.
Amaam.
Amaam.
Medha.
Medha.
Surabhir.
Surabhir.
Vishwarupa.
Vishwarupa.
Hiranyavarna.
Hiranyavarna.
Jagati Jagamya.
Jagati Jagamya.
Very interesting meaning we have for these words. Okay? Different words. We'll see later on. Not even up now. We just finish reading, chanting.
Amaam Medha.
Amaam Medha.
Surabhir.
Surabhir.
Vishwarupa.
Vishwarupa.
Hiranyavarna.
Hiranyavarna.
Jagati Jagamya.
Jagati Jagamya.
Ujaswati.
Ujaswati.
Payasa.
Payasa.
Pinvamana.
Pinvamana.
Samaam Medha.
Samaam Medha.
Supratikajushantam.
Supratikajushantam.
Urjaswati.
Urjaswati.
Payasa. payasa pinvamana pinvamana sama ammedha
sama ammedha
supratika jushantam
supratika jushantam
mayi medham
mayi medham
mayi prajam
mayi prajam
mayi yagnaste jodadhatu
mayi
yagnaste jodadhatu mayi yagnis
mayi yagnis
tejodadhatu
tejodadhatu
mayi medham
mayi medham
mayi prajam
mayi prajam
mayi indra mayi
indra
indriyam dadhatu
indriyam
dadhatu mayi medham
mayi medham
mayi prajam
mayi prajam
mayi suryo
mayi suryo
Brajo dadhatu.
Brajo dadhatu.
That's all the mantra.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Yeah, the last one, actually, we don't do that. So we have to do this till here. Mayi Medha, Mayi Praja, Mayi Suryo, Brajo Dadhatu.
Can I ask a couple of pronunciation questions?
Yeah.
The va, you pronounce va or wa?
Which wa? Where?
This, I mean,
Veda.
Yeah, Veda. Is that wa? Or?
Yeah, va.
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 Okay. And the other way, sometimes, when there is a nasal sound before, where it came from somewhere, bhavadhatam, when I push cards again, it's not a problem.
Medham,
medham,
indro dadatu, medham, devi saraswati, medham, me ashvina, vubhavadattam. Ashvina vubhavadattam.
It was medham devi, then you put the, you say ma, not a nasal.
Medham ma indro dadato.
In the line before, medham devi, next words.
Yeah, medham me.
After that.
Ashvina. Medham me ashvina vubhavadattam.
Question is, if you have a ma before a da, like medham devi, do you pronounce them as ma or dental na?
Medham devi.
Yeah, sandhi, we can make sandhi, but here we don't do it.
We don't.
Because we're chanting here. For Medan Devi, you may say that?
Yeah, this is what we are not used to, but if you make it mad, then okay.
Yeah, you can say it.
It's not chanting,
well, we are, it's following, it's continuing.
Medan, yeah, we can say Medan Devi.
Hmm.
Yeah, Nakara. Medham ma indro dadatu medham. Because what happens, if you have to say medham dev, immediately you have to say that.
Yeah.
But there, what happened? Medham, we don't immediately say that, no. I take time. Suppose we say, medham dev, if we say, it's okay. But because swara, what happened? Medham devi sara. Because swara, what happens? It takes some time.
Sometimes.
If we don't take the time, Medan Devi Saraswati, I can say that. But you can try type. You can say Medan Devi also, but Medan Devi, it takes some time. So, Saraswati. Oh, let's try. Then, anything else?
No.
Yeah, see, this one is not difficult. If you keep on listening, the last one you see, Mayi Medan, Mayi Praja, Mayi
mayi medha mayi prajamai yagnistejo dadatu mayi medha mayi prajamai indra indriyam dadatu mayi medha mayi prajam mayi suryo brajo dadatu. These three deities are highly invoked in all the Rigveda also. You see this Agnihi, Indraha and Suryaha. So we said three devatas, we asked, seek the grace of three devatas, we request them to bring us, bless us with Medha Shakti and Pojini and all those things. Mayi Medha, Mayi Praja, Mayi Indra Indriyam Dadatu, Mayi Medha, Mayi Praja, same for us. Mayi Medha, Mayi Praja, Mayi Suryo Brajo Dadatu. Actually first we have Dadatu, here we have Dadatu.
What would be useful, Swami, is if you can just now very slowly just chant the whole thing that Rodney now has recorded it, then you can listen when you're not here.
Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupah chandobhyo dhyamrita at sambhava samendra medhaya asprunoto amrutasya devadharano bhoyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me madhumattama karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam brahmana koshosi medhaya pihita shrutam me gopaya om shanti shanti shantihi. Om Medha Devi Jushamana Naagad Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasyamana Twaya Jushta Nudamana Duruktaan Brihadvadema Vidathe Suviraha Twaya Jushta Rishit Bhavati Devi Twaya Brahma Gata Shri Ruta Twaya Twaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate Vasusano Jushas Vadravino Namedhe Medham Maindro Dadatu Medham Devi Saraswati Medham me Ashvina Vubhava Dhattam Pushkarasraja Apsarasu Chaya Medha Gandharveshu Chayan Manaha Daivi Medha Saraswati Samam Medha Surabhijushatam Aamam Medha Surabhir Vishwarupa Hiranyavarna Jagati Jagamya Urjaswati Payasa Pinvamana Samam Medha Supratika Jushantam Mai Medha Mai Praja Mai Yagnistejo Dadhatu Mai Medha Mai Praja Mai Indra Indriyam Dadatu Mai Medham Mai Prajam Mai Surya Brajo Dadatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So to see the meaning of the words, we can't even finish the whole thing. Okay, the meaning of what is one mantra today. It's okay. So here we say Om. Just repeat one mantra thoroughly. So if you know the mantra, with the meaning, we get the mantra as well as the meaning. It will stay forever. We won't forget it.
Om Medha Devi Jushamana Nagat. Om Medha Devi Jushamana Nagat. Jushamana Nagat. Jushamana Nagat. Vishwachi, Vishwachi Bhadra. Bhadra Sumanasyamana, Sumanasyamana.
This is one mantra.
Om Medha Devi Joshamarna Nagat Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasyamana.
Om
Medha Devi Joshamarna Nagat Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasyamana.
So here the first mantra is a verb, Agat. No, I said Agat because Sandhi. If you take the verb first, Agat. Agat means Agachatu. So may come, let her come. Agachet, Agachatu. Agat is the word here. I told you in wherever we come across words which sound very different from the conventional Sanskrit, we call them Chandasa Prayogaha, Vedic usage. And whatever the words which are used in Vedas, sometimes may be different from the conventional Sanskrit, the words used in conventional Sanskrit, then you can't question why it should be like this. No, because Veda, it is said in Veda, accept it. So, Agachatu, may come. So, for here, we look at it, Medha Shakti, the power of intellection, as a Finnegan phenomenon, invoke her as a Devi, and we say, first let her come. Let her come means, so let her be with me. Okay, she's not with me now, it seems. So, Agat, may come to me. Okay.
Medha Devi Jushamana Nagat Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasyamana. Medha Devi Jushamana Nagat.
So, who? May come, let her come, let come. May come, Agat, Agachatu. Ka agachato, kaha agachato, who should come? No, Medha. Who is Medha? Devi. Medha, Devi. I told you already, Devi, Devaha, no? Devata, Devam, all these words are different words, no? To mean a Devata. But a Devi also means Devas, the word Devaha, I told you already, anything which is effulgent, anything which shines is no Devaha. Divyatiti Devaha. Similarly here, Devi is a feminine gender, feminine form of Devaha. Ikarandha Stilingaha Devi Shabdaha. No, Deva Shabdasya Stilinga Rupam Devi Shabdaha. So that is just shining. But here Medha also is any manifestation can say Devi, Devaha, Devata, Deva. So, may Medha Devi, may the power of intellection come.
Medha Devi Agat.
To whom? Naha. The Visargasya Lopaha Tatra. Visarga got now dropped. So, to know the meaning, in chanting we don't say Naha, but to know the meaning we have to say Naha. Naha Agat. Naha means Asman. To us. Okay, asmabhyam. Asman prati agachet. Medha Devi asman prati naha is another word for asman, isn't it? Aham, avam, vayam, mam, avam, naha, asman. No, objective, accusative, objective, plural. No, is asman. So, naha agachet. May Medha Devi, the power of intellection, come to us. We really look at the Devi, like Devi coming, walking towards you. No? Medha Shakti, come to us.
Medhadevi naha agachet. Naha agachatu agat. Om Medha. This is how he teaches, okay? Om. Medha once said, sound music, come on, chant. Doesn't matter, making mistakes. Om Medha Devi Jushamana Nagat. Then, how should she come? No. Okay, now, which sort of Medha Devi come to us? Jushamana. Jushamana.
Light.
Actually, Jushamana, Jushate is the verb. Jushate is the verb. Jushamana literally means the one who is pleased, or the one who blesses. The blessing person, Jushamanaha Richard Mahodayaha. We say Richard who is blessing is Jushamanaha. Okay, like that. Jushamanaha, Jushamana and Vedikama. They say Jushamana means she who blesses, the one who is blessing. And also he tells us one who is pleased. Okay, who to mean as. But because this is in here, we are going to say another word also which means pleased. Okay, Jushamana naha agat. Then it will come to us, not simply come to us, blessing us. Sa naha jushamana agat. May she, may Medha Devi, the power of intellect, come to us. No? Come and bless us. I have to say it. Come and bless us. So come to us, blessing us. It has not come cursing us. It has come to us blessing. So jushamana agat. And which sort of Medha Devi? Kidushi Medha Devi naha jushamana agat. No, sumanasyamana, no, vishwachi, bhadra, sumanasyamana, Medha Devi, naha, jushamana, agat. Is it perfect? Okay. So, we have three adjectives there. Vishwachi. Vishwachi, if you ask me why, what, no. Vishwachi means all knowing. See, when you say all knowing, Vishwa, the word Vishwa, always for all, okay? Vishwachi, when you say, just it's a word. So, Chandasa Prayogaha, you can't see, you ask for the Vigraha Vakyam of that. If you ask me, how do you say this meaning? Is it your own creation? Is it your own meaning? No, it's not my meaning. There are Mahatmas like, okay? We have Acharyas who have done Bhashyam, commentary on Vedic hymns. And this, they established why they give this meaning. Like Vidyaranya Swami, one of the big commentators of this particular, these Vedic hymns, but for whose base we wouldn't have understood anything. So, and from him, you know, we get this meaning. So, Vishwachi means all-knowing. So, Medha Devi, who is all-knowing, okay, Sarvajna. It means Medha Devi herself knows everything or what? No. The power of intellection, with the grace of which alone one can become all-knowing, that Medha, that power of intellection is said to be Vishwachi Medha Devi. Is it okay? So literally, if you Medha, Vishwachi means all-knowing. All-knowing, that means it, Medha Devi, that's all-knowing Medha Devi. The power of intellection with grace, by the grace of who alone, with which alone one can become all-knowing, that power of intellection is said to be Vishwachi Medha Devi. So that when we say, may Medha Devi come taha agat, what do we mean? May Medha Devi come to me. Vishwachi Medha Devi, come to me and bless me, come to us, blessing. What do you mean? Bless me with, all-knowing capacity. Make me an all-knowing person. Just simply meaning it. Om Medha Devi Jushamana Jushamana jushamarna na agaad vishwachi vishwachi bhadra bhadra.
Now again one more adjective here, bhadra. Bhadra means auspicious. So the word bhadram means auspicious. Bhadraha also means auspicious. Bhadra also means auspicious. You know the word bhadra. Because Medha Devi is a feminine gender word, bhadra. Okay, so bhadram karne vishnuyama deva. Bhadram comes there. So bhadram means always auspicious. Shivam sundaram mangalam kalyanam. No, like that, this bhadram also means auspicious. So auspicious Medha Devi. So the power of intellection itself is auspiciousness, is very auspicious. Why it is auspicious? Once a person is blessed with the auspiciousness, the power of intellection, and he has clarity of thinking, clarity of vision, clarity of purpose, he knows, he sees everything correctly, he avoids wrong perception. He, you know, has all his, all that he perceives only right things. His perception is always right means. Yes, it is, then there is no problem. So it is really auspicious because there can't be any problem. So it is very auspicious. Mm-hmm. So the power of intellection, blessing of, you know, whose blessing, whose grace, you know, are blessed with the what, one, you know, is being blessed with which is auspicious, the auspiciousness. Said to be here, Bhadra Medha. Bhadra Medha Devi. So, Bhadra Medha Devi Naha Jushamana Agat. Come to us blessing. Come to us smiling. Now, like if we say, come to us, come and bless us. So, Bhadra. And next we have Vishwachi Bhadra. Next word is Sumanasyamana. Sumanasyamana Medha Devi Naha Agat. See, manas, Sumanasyamana again, being pleased minded. She has to come and bless you, and she has to be pleased minded. Sumanasyamana is the pleased minded. The pleased. So may the power of intellection, being pleased with us, understood that is, okay, being pleased with us, being pleased, as pleased minded, come to us and bless us. Sumanasya mana. Understand? So, if one has to please Bhagavan as a whole, or if one has to please any devata in general, I tell you one thing, this is a very beautiful word, Sumanasya mana. See, being pleased with us, the devata being pleased with me or us, no, implies my being righteous, my being committed to my actions, being in conformity with dharma, with values alone can please any devata. So how can I please any devata? You can't see devata coming in smiles, no, to smiling. See, devata, the natural phenomena, being pleased means not being disturbed. Okay, a phenomenon not being disturbed implies, okay, my actions, the order being not disturbed, the order being, the universal order being undisturbed. The universal law and order being undisturbed implies my being, no, my actions being in conformity with the order. My actions being in conformity, in accordance with order, implies my actions being conformity with the values, universal values. That's the only way. Then you don't need to ask, okay, devatas will just be bless you. This is wonderful. What is Sumanasyamana? So that means it implies, when you say Sumanasyamana, O Devi, may you be pleased. So when you say may you be pleased, if you have to be pleased, I had to live a life of dharma. If I had to live a life of dharma, see, please help me live a life of dharma, values. This is such a prayer. how can you please bless me with this knowledge and strength to live a life of dharma? It's a prayer. So much is conveyed there, one word. So, Sumanasya Mana Medha Devi Agachatu Naha. So, we have to say, first mantra is over. So, we have to say, Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasya Mana Medha Devi Yushamana Naha Agat.
Is
it clear then?
Yeah. So why doesn't it go in that order then? The order you just said.
Hmm?
Why doesn't it go in that
song.
Order?
It's okay. Poetry.
Poetry.
Hmm?
No, it's fine.
That's what we became. Because the Yushamana, literally, okay, let her come to us, blessing us. So we see the blessings of Medha Devi. See, very first mantra. That's why every day we say, Medha Devi Yushamana Naaga, Medha Devi Yushamana Naaga. Keep on saying it. It's a Shabda. After it's a karma, you can't miss, she has to come to you. She keep on saying it, after it has come to you.
You can come to us.
Then. You can put it in the
garden. I'll be on your record in this.
You can put some more.
This one?
Yeah. I think we have enough light. I think Mommy will sleep now. I got it now?
Yeah.
So the May. The all effulgent power of intellection, okay, all knowing, auspicious, little meaning, okay, all knowing, auspicious, pleased power of intellect, Medha Devi, come to us, come and bless us. Little meaning, okay. What's the meaning given there?
All pervasive.
Goddess of intelligence. Who's happy with it? Okay, that's okay. Who brings prosperity? Mm-hmm. Kindness. Visitors. But her visitors. See? Visitors. It's okay. Literally, they have given. I don't say you talked it wrong. It's okay. They don't read anyway.
Yeah.
We just absolutely got no hope from English.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's also having the correct understanding of what the verse, the mantra is saying.
Mm. Now you have to remember this word separately. Okay, Yushamana is one word. When I see this in between, the capitals in between, I get confused. Okay,
yeah,
I can never read this
transliteration.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought I had my book, so I went and said
this is not a good translation either.
No, what I'm saying, no, I'll give you Sanskrit version with the swaras. See, you learn with me, just listening to my swaras, without swaras. Then I show you the swaras. That's all, pick up the swaras like anything. I'll get it next time, I'll get it for you.
I have one.
Did
I don't have it here.
No, I don't think so.
What's that?
Chinma has a book of hymns with all the swaras in it.
I've got these Matra Pushpa books of Peter J. I've got a book at home. The proper
book
swaras we have.
Home means in
East Ham.
East Ham.
Not in India. No, my home is here. This is another home.
Many homes.
Now, East Ham, I thought I brought it and I didn't bring it.
Yeah.
I get it, Saras. Just all the swaras are there. All the tools are there. And first, let me give you the one swara, one suktam that we'll do. Another suktam later on. Now you know the per word of mantra, you know everything correctly. So, you know this Drishamana, Sumanasyamana, all these things, you know, this present participles, you get it in English and in Sanskrit. Mm. Like, no, Bhashate, no, all Atmanipada Shabda, suppose Bhashate, Bhashate, no, he speaks. Yes. Suppose say, he is speaking, Bhashamanaha asti, like Bhashamana. Mm. Like that. Suppose we make it passive voice, you know. Suppose, Uchyate, Maya, Aham Satyam Vada, Maya Satyam Uchyate, you know, speak, this truth is spoken by me, and is being spoken, Uchyamanam. Like that, you know, like that we have this verse. Either even in Atripada, simple words of this verse. I don't go into the details of the grammar, like we say this.
So, mana makes it the passive.
No, not passive actually. Yes. I'm saying present participle.
Present participle, yeah.
Like, now speaking, going like that. Na, jushamana, jushamana, ha, jushate, jushate, please, no, jushate, blesses. Jushamana is blessing. Simply. Sometimes I say, look at his now. Hasate. No, hasati. No, not hasati or not, something else. Okay. Okay, I can't come this. Suppose sometimes you have to say, she comes smiling. She comes dancing. You say that, no? Okay, like that. Here you can say.
Say Gayati.
Yeah, Gayati. That is actually, it comes, that's a different. Different pratyaya comes, not more. Anything. Like that we say, you know. So that we say this is pleasing, you know. She comes, blessing. That's why I say, not cursing. So make she come and bless us. So, oh, Medha Devi, okay, Vishwachi, Bhadra, Sumanasyamana, Medha Devi, Jushamana, Naha Agat. It's okay? Om Medha Devi, Jushamana, Naha Agat, Vishwachi, Bhadra, Sumanasyamana, Twaya dushta nodamana duruktaan. Twaya dushta nodamana duruktaan. Brihadvadema vidathe.
Vidathe.
Suviraha. Twaya dushta nodamana duruktaan. Twaya dushta nodamana duruktaan. Brihadvadema vidathe suviraha. Okay, first we say, may Medhas Shakti, the power of intellection, Medha Devi, come to us, come and bless us. Why we need her blessings? Once we are blessed by her, then what will happen? Once she is, before Medha Devi has blessed you, means you are blessed with, being blessed by Medha Devi means being blessed with good, nice power of intellection. Once you're blessed with good power of intellection, then definitely our behavior, our thinking, what we're involving ourselves in, everything will be different. No? That is what is said here. Tvaya. Tvaya, you know? Tvaya?
Yeah,
Dakaranha, Yushmad Shabda, Yushmad, Tvam Shabdaha. No, tasya tritya vibhaktav.
Bhaiyu.
Okay. Tritya-yam ekvachane tvaya iti rupam. Tvaya bhaiyu. Tvam, tvam, tvaya. Tvaya bhaiyu. Jushtaha. See, the jushtaha is a past passive participle. Jushtaha means blessed. See, one who is blessing, she who is blessing is Jushamana. And the one who is blessed is Jushtaha. Blessed, okay? Jushtaha, plural. Because we said, first, Naha, Naha, no. We said, come and bless us. We said, Naha, we said, us. So here, Jushtaha, we who are blessed. You say we who are blessed, no? Jushtaha, blessed people, okay? Blessed by you. We who are blessed by you, understood, okay? We who are blessed by you. Tvaya jushtaha. Jushtaha, again visarga has dropped there. Visarga got dropped. Tvaya jushtaha, being blessed by you. Once you are blessed by you, duruptan udamanaha. Duruptam means, suktam, opposite to suktam is duruptam. Okay, unwanted while speech.
Vile.
Duruptam. Okay, wrong speech, unwanted speech, vile speech, anything which we speak which turns your attention, takes your mind away from your commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, okay, commitment to live a life of dharma, which distracts you from being living a life of dharma, is vile speech. Unwanted speech, anything which makes you indisciplined, is vile, unwanted, unnecessary. Anything which makes you unhappy, the speech which will result in unhappiness, no, or hurt, or guilt, is vile speech. Duruptam. That's why Shastras always emphasize on Vaktapas. So, to be Vaktapas means discipline in terms of speech. For one to be blessed with the discipline in terms of speech, one needs to have power of intellect, good power of intellection. It's a lack of shakti, no? Inadequacy of power of intellection. See, if one is blessed with good power of intellection, and one definitely will have, no, vaktapas. Vaktapas. Once you have vaktapas, means what? Whatever you speak will be useful for you, useful for other person, and will be, you know, will not take you away, take the attention of the mind away from your commitment to the pursuit of the jnanam, pursuit of moksha, and your commitment to live a life of values. Dharma is always highly emphasized in Veda. Living a life of values is very highly emphasized because moksha is an ultimate end. So, one has to, not one wants to be a durukti. Everyone wants to speak really duruktam, but still it's helplessness because of, you know, immaturity, lack of maturity, because of, you know. So we need what now? Medha, medhayaha shaktehe anugraha. We need the grace of Medha Devi. So we asked her to come to us, come and bless us. Why we want you to come and bless us? Unless you come and bless us, we cannot give up duruptam. We are helpless. So we see now. So we say now, being blessed by you, tvaya jushtaha vayam duruptan. Okay, duruptam, not a single duruptaha, no, duruptan. All over vile speech. Because it's simply word, okay, duruptan. Nudamanaha. like nudate means, nudate means pushing aside. See, nudate. If I say, suppose, see, nudate means pushing aside is nodanam. No? Nodayati, nudate. You can say, nudate, pushing aside. Nudamanaha. Okay, nudamanaha asti, is pushing. When I say, make it an adjective, nudamanaha balaha, the boy who is pushing. You say, nudamanaha balaha. But here you can say, giving up. Pushing has a very literal meaning, giving up. See, those who give up are called nudamanaha. Those who give the wild speech are nudamanaha purushaha. Men who give up, okay, make it an adjective, you see. See, purushaha nudamanaha santi. The men are giving up. Or men are pushing aside. Or again, the men who are pushing aside, make it an adjective. Nudamanaha purushaha. Like here, vayam, we people who are blessed, tvaya jushtaha vayam, blessed by you, nudurukta nudamanaha, giving up our wild speech, which distract us from being righteous, okay, from being committed to dharma, from being committed to pursuit of knowledge, committed to moksha, okay, nudamanaha, okay, then we give up, okay, first we give up. Once we give up the duruktam, definitely, once you give up the wrong action, you will definitely end up in doing the right. The Shastram says, you please do the right to avoid the wrong, to avoid doing the wrong. If you don't avoid doing the wrong, you cannot do the right.
Yeah.
So here, duruktan nudamanaha, giving up the wild speech, then what we should do? Brihad vadema, 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 may we speak. Vadema, vadamaha, vadama. In conventional Sanskrit, we say vadama. No, vadamaha, we speak. May we speak, vadama. If you drop the visarga, may we speak. But here is vadema. Don't ask why. Chandasa. Vadema, may we speak. May we speak what? I mean, may we involve ourselves in discussions. May we speak, may not simply speaking here, may we involve ourselves in discussions.
Involve others in
ourselves.
Ourselves.
Yeah. In discussions. May we speak about what? Brihat. What is Brihat? Brahman. Brihat means Brahman. May we speak about Brahman, the reality. And Shastri is this, Vedanta is very, very, very carefully done. May we not, how can we involve yourself in discussing about Brahman? How can you talk about Brahman, speak about Brahman, if you don't know what Brahman is? Therefore, don't discuss about Brahman without knowing what Brahman is. First know what Brahman is, then discuss about it. So the Vidathe, you know, he says Vidathe. Vidathe means, again, don't ask how it has come out. Vidathe means having understood, having known. Having understood what Brihad is, then may we speak about, talk about, discuss about Brahman. So that definitely, which will be contemplate, will contribute for our contemplation meditation. Otherwise, it will be waste of time and energy because it will be vague. Vidathe Brihad Vadema. Very, very code language like.
Very what language?
Code language.
Code.
So Brihad, so what is the sentence? Leave the word Suviraha, I'll talk to you about it. It's in another word, an interesting word. Separately we'll see the meaning. See only these words. So tvaya jushtaha durukta nudamanaha vidathe brihad vadema. This is the prohadar. Okay, being blessed by you alone Only by your blessings we can give up the wild speech. Being blessed by you, giving up the wild speech, unwanted speech, then may we involve ourselves in discussing about Brahman, knowing what Brahman is exactly. So it implies what? It implies all those words. Having the Purushartha Nischaya, knowing the value of knowledge, okay? Knowing knowledge being identical with moksha, then knowing the importance of pramana, shastra being and knowing the shastra being pramana, and to understand the shastram as a pramana, and going to the right teacher, learning with him the shraddha, okay, thereby understanding what Brahman is, thereafter remaining in contemplation. All these things are implied by one word, vidathe.
Amazing.
Okay, therefore, what do you need for that? Medhayaha shaktehe anugraha. You need the grace of medha shakti. We need the blessing. So, toyajushtaha, okay, being blessed by you, Druktan Nudamanaha Brihadvade means Brihataha Brahmanaha Vishaye Vayam Vadamaha. Is it okay? Brihataha Brahmanaha Vishaye Vayam Vadamaha. Natu Loka Vishayam Vadamaha. Okay. Anya Vishayana Vadamaha. Mokshat duri kurvataha vishyanvayam na vadamaha. Okay, we will not involve ourselves in anything, talking or doing anything which would take us away from, you know, attaining knowledge. Okay. Suviraha is a very interesting word. Viraha literally means a brave person. Brave person. And Suviraha is actually a very brave person. Okay. But here Suviraha means offspring in this context. You cannot find in Monia Williams nor in Optis dictionary. You cannot find. You have to go to Adba. Okay. Suviraha here means offspring. That means progeny, children, good children. Suviraha means good children. Oh, Medha Dev. See, it's very important for young children to learn. I really wish all the teenagers who are in universities and colleges, you know, chant this every day, because they have a long way to go ahead. You know, tomorrow they should get married to good, you know, girls and boys. And whoever they get married to, both of them should be, you know, together. Lifelong, till the last breath, the commitment to dharma, contribute for each other's emotional maturity, giving birth to good children,
yeah.
Again, who will contribute for social harmony, all those things, isn't it? Then that's how they grow. Very important, this is very, very important. So this is one thing, somewhere here, it comes to Medha. What is this? What does it mean? This is what is Veda Mantra, Vedic Hymn, okay? You can't find a hidden tail of anything. Suviraha is another word. O Medha Devi, may you bless us with good progeny. Who will be blessed with a good power of intellection, thereby they live a life of dharma. For Suviraha, one word, this much meaning. Doesn't matter, you all can chant it, no problem. When you go sit next to any child, the child will have that something, it will they get. It's very important to chant this. I wish Kula philosophy teaches. This youth week. My God, I wish all the children learn this. They have life ahead, isn't it? So Suviraha means may you bless us with good children, mingles with good progeny, and who are good progeny? Who are blessed with good power of intellection. Thereby, how they will be? They will be committed to live a life of dharma, and the value of dharma, and living, knowing the value of dharma, who will be able to live a life of dharma, or sviraha. Separate word, okay, in the same mantra. It's okay. Taya jushta. Okay, all of you feel sleepy now.
Put the light on. Put the light on, have a coffee.
You all feel sleepy?
No, this is just mind blowing.
It's just astounding if you bring this out. Compared with the translation of the
Gita. What is the translation? Well, I hadn't seen this. What the Bhagavad says? Bhagavad Shabdaha Parabrahmanam Parabrahmana Brahmanam. Yeah. Brihat means Brihat means stands for Brahman there. Because Brihat is big. Brihat means big. Why I say big? Because Brahman, because it's big. It does talk about the biggest thing. And Brihat means big. Brihat, Brihati. This way I go, don't go to this. Okay. We'll go next one. Tvaya jushta reshir bhavati, tvaya jushta reshir bhavati, devetvaya, devetvaya, brahma gata shri, brahma gata shri, rutatvaya, rutatvaya, tvaya jushtas chitram vindate, Tvaya jushtas chitram vindate vasusano vasusano jushasva jushasva dravino namedhe
dravino namedhe.
Yeah, this we had to all of us have to say devily. Not for me, they also had to say, ask for wealth. Okay. So here Tvaya, okay. Tvaya jushta, again we hear the, we repeat it. Tvaya jushtaha, first we said in plural, okay? The one who is blessed by you, tvaya jushtaha. First we said jushtaha, those who are blessed. Now we said tvaya jushtaha, singular, okay? The one who is blessed by you. So only the one who is blessed by you can become rishihi. Rishihi bhavati. The one who is blessed with a good power of intellection alone does become a rishihi. Tvaya jushtaha purushaha rishihi bhavati. Who becomes rishi? Kaha rishihi bhavati? Only the one who is blessed by medha shakti. Okay? One who is blessed with the good power of intellection becomes a rishihi. Hey Devi, it's like, you know, you address Devi herself. Hey medha Devi, tvaya jushtaha, blessed by you, kaschit, someone becomes rishihi, rishihi bhavati. Okay, rishihi, oh, rishi bhavati means he becomes rishi, one becomes rishi. Who is rishihi? What is the root there? Rish is the root. Rishati is the verb. Rishati means what? Janati, pashyati. One who sees through the mind, one who knows, who cognizes, na, is rishihi. Rishati iti rishihi. Janati iti rishihi. So rishihi. Him janati? Paravastum janati. One who paravastum, one who knows the absolute reality is rishihi. One who knows param brahma is rishihi. So one who atmanam yaha janati saha rishihi. So here, to know the self, know the truth of everything, to know the Brahman, you know, one must have excellent power of intellection. So only being blessed by you, one becomes Rishihi, the knower of the truth, seer of the truth. Rishihi Bhavati. Tvaya Jushtaha. Again we repeat it, okay? Tvaya Jushtaha Brahma Bhavati. One becomes Brahman oneself. How is very interesting, no? We say that Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. You must have heard this, haven't you? Brahmavit, one who knows Brahman, Brahmaiva Bhavati. If you know, one who knows Brahman becomes Brahman.
Yeah.
That means what? One who is already Brahman, one who does not know who is, he is already Brahman, is the one who is not Brahman. One who knows that he is Brahman becomes Brahman. So knowing one who is already Brahman is what? Becoming Brahman. Therefore, one who knows the self understands one who, he is Brahman. And to become Brahman. So becoming Brahman means what? Becoming Brahman means becoming limitless. Becoming free from all limitations, which implies attaining moksha. So, tvaya jushtaha brahma bhavati. Be only, in order to become free from all limitations, in order to attain moksha, in order to become Brahman, in order to know that one is already Brahman, in order to know the self, one must be blessed with the good power of intellection. So here we invoke, we call Devi. Hey Devi, Tvaya Jushtaha Kaschit Rishi Bhavati. Tvaya Jushtaha Brahma Bhavati. What else do I need? Becoming Brahman is as good as becoming everything, becoming the whole, becoming free from all limitations, all problems, all sorrows. It's wonderful. Is becoming Brahman is as good as achieving everything in life. If becoming Brahman is as good as getting all one's desires and wishes fulfilled. This is the greatest accomplishment. So, to be blessed with the greatest accomplishment of moksha, which implies becoming Brahman, which implies knowing that one is already Brahman, which implies knowing one's own self being already Brahman, is what? Is possible only if we are blessed with the good power of intellection. Only if we have the grace of Medha Shakti. So, Tvaya Jushta Rishir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Jushtaha Brahma Bhavati. So, okay? Next is Agata Shrihi Bhavati. The Bhavati you have to supply again. Okay? The word Bhavati you have to add to make it complete. Tvaya Jushtaha Rishihi Bhavati. Devi, oh Devi, Devi is okay to case, okay? You call Devi, it's a beautiful word, Devi. I can call it Devi. Devi, Tvaya Jushtaha Rishihi Bhavati. Tvaya Jushtaha Brahma Bhavati. Tvaya Jushtaha Agata Shrihi Bhavati. Agata Shrihi Bhavati. Agata Shrihi is a beautiful compound.
Is it Agata Shri?
Agata Shri.
Agata Shri.
Yeah, Agata Shri. Yeah, you have to put Akara there. Ye there. Agata Shri. Agata Shri. See, Agata Shri is a compound which means one becomes rich. Who is Agata Shri? No. Shri hi Agata Yasmai. Yam Prati. The Shri has come towards whom? The Shri, the prosperity, its entirety, the wealth has come to whom? He is Agata Shrihi. The one whom the wealth has, Lakshmi has walked towards, okay? Is Agata Shrihi. So one becomes rich. That means what? To make any amount of money, or any little, even little money, to have any wealth, definitely one must have power of intellection. Without the grace or the power of intellection, one cannot have any money. Yeah, one becomes rich. One can become rich. Even people to do any work, for example, even to do any karma, you need buddhi to make it. Coffee, to make tea, even to do any karma, you can't do, no, you should know what you're using, where you're doing, when you're doing, how you're doing, to operate things, everything you need, intellect, power of intellection. See, without the power of intellection, we can't operate, use anything. You can't do any karma, any work. If the power of intellection is not there, suppose when you get in, you don't know where you're going, you forget. You know, the clarity of purpose will be there. So we get up, see the programs, okay, where I'm going, when I'm going, what am I going to do there, why I'm going, all these things will be very clear, very, very clear. Before leaving India, I had it. Because I wouldn't have come here, the old way that I got. Okay, this implies what? Power of intellection. So to do any, to earn anything, okay, Lakshmi in any form, wealth in any form, money, including money, you should do something. To do anything, you have to use a buddhi, which is power of intellection. Okay? Your intelligence. So being blessed by you, one becomes Agata Shrihi. If you are not very careful, you may say Gata Shrihi, okay? You may make one a poor. Being blessed by you, one becomes poor. We don't say, that's why Brahma Gata Shri. I said, I would not Brahma Gata Shri. They'll say that.
Oh, no.
Be very careful, okay? That's why the chanting, be very careful. Tvaya Jushta Rishabh Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Gata Shri Ruta Tvaya. You should know that Brahma Gata Shri Ruta Tvaya. Have passed there. Brahma Agata Shri, you can't say because Sandhi there. Brahma Gata Shri Ruta. You can't have passed. I had said Brahma Brahma Agata Shri, we can't say that. Brahma Gata Shri Tvaya Jushta Rishir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Gata Shri Ruta Tvaya. So Agata Shri Bhavati Devi Tvaya Jushta Kaschit Rishi Bhavati Tvaya Jushta Kaschit Brahma Bhavati Tvaya Jushta Kaschit Agata Shri Bhavati. Okay, becomes Agata Shri Bhavati Tvaya Jushta. Then Uta. Uta is respected. Agata Shrihi plus Uta Shri Ruta. Okay? Agata Shri Visarga plus Uta. Uta. Uta sometimes means also, sometimes means and. So here you can say and. Cha Arte Uta Shabdha Sabdasya Prayogaha. Cha Arthe Uta Shabdasya Prayogaha. The Uta Shabda is used in the meaning of cha and. Okay? Cha and Tvaya. So repeated, okay? The sometimes the Tvaya, the words they simply add to make meet, adjust the meter and all. Tvaya. Tvaya Jushtaha. Tvaya Jushtaha. Be blessed by you. Chitram Vindate. Chitram Vasu Vindate. The Vasu should go before that, okay? Chitram Jushtvaya Jushtaha. Tvaya Jushtaha. Chitram Vasu Vindate. See, Chitram stands for varieties of. Vasu means wealth. Okay, variety of, the different forms of wealth. Being blessed by you, one gains, vindate means attains, gains. One gains, one attains different forms of wealth. See, moksha is the greatest wealth which he gains. And what about other wealth? What are, how many forms of wealth are there? good health is wealth, good mental well-being is wealth, good physical well-being is wealth, okay, and being recognized as a good person is wealth, any security is wealth, okay, he becomes blessed with all forms of wealth. Chitram Vasu, Vasu means wealth. That is why the whole universe, you know, Lakshmi, sometimes is called Vasudha. Vasudha means Vasun Dharati Iti Vasudha. She who owns, she who possesses all wealth is called Vasudha. Vasudha, Vasundhara. Vasundharati Iti Vasundhara. The mother earth is called Vasundhara. Because all plants are wealth, aren't they? So Vasundhara. And Lakshmi, the bestower of wealth is called Vasudha. Da. Vasundhati Iti Vasudha. Like, okay, Vasu, Vasu means wealth.
Tvaya Jushta Rishir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Gata Shri Ruta Tvaya Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate. Actually, Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate Vasusano Tvaya Jushtaha Chitram Vasu Vindate. Have you got Kosada now? Tvaya Jushtaha Chitram Vasu Vindate. Then, Sa Naha. Sa no. No, Sa is a third person singular pronoun. Sa tad shabdasya stilinge sa iti rupam. That medha shakti, such medha shakti, such, no, the sa stands for such. That you, such you, who are you? Oh my god, medha shakti, the power of intellection. Blessed by you, being blessed with the, okay, one becomes all this. One can become a rishi, one can become Brahman, one can become accomplisher of everything, one can become, attain, accomplish all forms of wealth. Such you, then you invoke, we call the Medha Shakti in person, invocative, because what? Medhe. Like, suppose, no? Suppose Vedika, invocative is Vedike. Sita is He Sita. So, in Medha, invocative is what? Medhe. Sa, such you, when you want to say, oh Medha Shakti, oh power of intellect, oh power of intellection, you do that in invocative case. Such you, Naha Jushasva. May such you, being blessed by whom, one becomes all this, such you, may you bless us. Sa Medhe Naha Jushasva, may you bless us. Jushasva, may you bless Naha us. This is what really is praising the Devi, okay? See, also praise, which is a form of worship. Praising any Devata, praising Bhagavan in general, is what? One of the forms of worship. Okay, it's a sort of praising one of the forms of worship. You praise Devi. And then there's no flattery here, satyam. In praising Devi, there's a satyam. If Devi blesses you, definitely one becomes rich, one becomes a doer of Brahman, one becomes Brahman, one becomes Rishi. Okay, satyam. This is worship, forms of. And such, then there's a prayer. Such you, Nahajushasva, this is a prayer. May you bless us. Sa, Medhe, Sa, such you, Nahajushasva, may you bless us. Is it okay? Yeah, may you bless us. Okay, with what? With what I have to say? Sa naha jushasva. May you bless us. With what? Dravinona. Dravinona is Vedic usage of the word dravinena. Bless us with wealth. Dravinam means wealth.
See, dravinam is a word for, one of the words for wealth. And dravinena, Jushasva, may you bless us with wealth. Which wealth? All forms of wealth. Wealth of power of intellect. O Veda Shakti, please bless us with good power of intellection. Understand? See, being blessed with power of intellection itself is what? Power of intellection itself is wealth. Okay? May you bless us with the good power of intellection. We want you, okay? Come to us. Don't be away from us. Bless us with the good power of intellection. Once we are blessed with the good power of intellection, all other forms of wealth, including moksha, the greatest of all forms of wealth, becomes accomplished.
Swami, would you mind just going again? So, medhe, o medha.
Yeah, o medha.
So where is sa coming there? Is sha, sa is she, is it?
Sa, I told you, that.
That feminine.
Why that feminine? That, she.
Yeah, so that's feminine.
She, because don't say she there. That, you. You know, want to say, okay? You say, such you. It is very cute, such you. The word sa means that person, she. That feminine word. Why sa here? Because medha is feminine gender word. But here, sa is used. Why? Because the medha, the power of intellection, okay, the medha devi, whose greatness is highly highlighted in the previous mantra. Therefore, sa. Twaya yushtaha. Being blessed by you, one becomes this, one becomes this. Such you. Such a. Such Medha Devi, you. Sa Medha Devi Tvamasi.
Okay, so
hey Medhe. Understood it. Sa Medha Devi Tvamasi.
The
Medha Shakti, the Medha Devi, blessed by whom one becomes all these things, that Medha Devi is you. Okay? O Medhe, O power of intellection, please bless us with Dravinena, bless us with the wealth. It's okay.
So the dravine, that the na.
Actually, dravinona is Vedic usage.
Yeah.
Because if in conventional Sanskrit we say dravinona, it's wrong.
Yeah, okay, but the na over there is us. Huh?
Dravinena, yeah, first there's naha is there, no?
There's a naha.
Sa no. That no should be made naha.
Na, yes.
Naha.
Yes.
Naha means asmabhyam. Or naha as. As. Asman. U-S.
So dravinena is one word. That's not a separate na.
No.
Oh.
Is it okay now? Dravinena means one word.
One word. Ah, okay. Again, it's not.
See,
a
see, dravinena, dravidam, dravidam, dravine, dravinani, dravidam, dravine, dravinani, dravine, dravinabhyam, dravinehi. Dravinena, Trityayam, Ekavachane, Dravinena, Iti Rupam.
With wealth.
Yeah, with wealth.
Okay,
so please bless us with wealth.
Ah.
Is it clear?
Dravinena.
I'm very slow here.
No,
very fast.
No, that's where you need to be.
Dravinena. Yeah. It's okay, Master.
It's so confusing the way it's. I've just written it together, the Sanskrit.
Yeah.
See, that is why Pipita just said, Saw. I said, Saw. Means that person, that Medha Devi. Sa Medha Devi. Listen. Sa is equal to Medha Devi. So Sa Medha Devi, that Medha Devi, okay, whose grace is said to be blessing with people with all these things, such Medha Devi you are. Such, okay. O Mehe Medhe, O Medha Devi, Naha Dravinena Jushasva. Please bless us with wealth.
Could I just say what I think I've heard? Mm. O Medha Devi, who is that?
Yeah, right.
Who is Sa?
Correct.
O Medha Devi, who is Sa?
Yeah.
Bless us with wealth. Mm. And the Naha is us.
Yeah.
Sa Naha.
Sa Naha Dravinena Jushasva Medhe. That's the word here. Sa, such you. sa tvam medhe. So my induce, okay, because mantra doesn't have
you who are that, or
yeah,
made
sa tvam, that you, that, why that, who is described above.
Okay, that you,
that
O Medha Devi.
That you, Medhe.
Medhe. Okay. Sa.
Tvam. Medhe. Naha.
Sa. Sa. Tvam. Medhe.
Medhe. Sa. Tvam. Medhe. O, that you, Medha Devi.
Yeah.
Naha.
Naha.
Naha. Yes. Dravinena. Yashasva. Pardon?
So, we could say before then, for Sa, we could say perhaps, who is she who?
Yeah, she who.
She who, yeah.
You who. Why you who? Who's been? Because you've been working.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Medha Devi, you, okay, whose blessings are one becomes this. Mm-hmm. You, may you bless us with all forms of that. So prosperity. Is it fine?
Okay.
Do you want to mix break?
Just one quick break before we break. Dravina, wealth.
Mm. Dravinam, wealth.
Dravinam.
Yeah, but Dravina.
What is the difference between Dravinam and Shri?
Yeah, same. Dravidam is a neutral-gender word. Shrihi is a ikarantaha stilinga shabdaha. Dravidam is akarantaha napumsakalinga shabdaha.
Exactly
which means the same. Which means the same. Wealth in its, when all forms of wealth, prosperity in its entirety. All forms of wealth. Okay? Not only money. Money is inclusive of all forms of wealth.
So subtle costs, material, subtle, even up to moksha.
Yeah.
The whole works.
Yeah. Anything which makes anything which you need for your everlasting joy is what? Wealth. If you are blessed with, my God, what else do you want?
And that's Dravinam, Shri, same, exactly the same. Yeah. No difference between Dravinam and Shri.
Okay.
And Vasu?
Vasu also means wealth.
Same, exactly the same word.
Yeah.
Vasu,
wealth. Wealth, so I'm saying, wealth in all forms. But if you say food is wealth. You know, food is wealth. Is it wealth? Anything you require and you need to live this life comfortably is wealth. That we can say vasu. We do use different words. That's why I said prosperity in its entirety. All forms of wealth. I'm using these words. The Upanishad mantra uses, the rishis use different words here. And so you ask for, okay, please bless us with wealth means, please, your coming to me itself is a wealth for me. You come to me first, then following you, everything else will come.
Mm-hmm.
That's the meaning actually. Isn't it nice?
Mm.
It's excellent, isn't it? Svaya jushta reshir bhavati devetvaya brahma gata shri rutatvaya Svaya jushtas chitram vindate vasusano jushasvadra vinona medhe. You have all these words, see, present participle Jushamana, past passive participle Jushtaha, the plural of Jushtahas, Jushtaha, and Jushasva, imperative, may you bless. Got all the words now. Bless. Okay, one complete thing is over. One mantra, many sentences are over.
Oh.
So, all that is one mantra.
Pardon?
All of that is one mantra.
Generally, sometimes we say, wherever the sentence ends, we take as one mantra. But sometimes,
the whole
all these things
idea.
Are.
Idea.
Yeah.
The linked idea.
Yeah. Okay. Medha Devi Joshama. Without seeing the paper, you can just say Medha Devi Joshamana na Joshamana na Joshamana na Agahad 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 Vishwachi Bhadra Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasyamana Sumanasyamana Tvaya Jushta Nodamana Nodamana Duruktaan Duruktaan Brihatvadema Brihatvadema Vidathe Vidathe Suviraha Tvaya Jushta Rishirbhavati Tvaya Jushta Rishirbhavati Devitvaya Devitvaya Brahma Gata Shri Rutatvaya Brahma Gata Shri Rutatvaya Brahma Gata Shri Rutatvaya Brahma Gata Shri Rutatvaya Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate
Tvaya Jushtas Chitram
Vindate Tvaya Jushtas Chitram
Tvaya Jushtas Chitram
Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate 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 Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate Vasusano Vasusano Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate Vasusano Tvaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate Vasusano Jushasvadravino Namedhe Jushasvadravino Namedhe Jushasva 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 Dravino Namedhe Dravino Namedhe